Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
You're Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Welcome to Inspect a Gadget. On the phone, our resident Inspect a Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. I have absolutely no idea what it is that he wants to talk about today, but what he did tell me was it's water and gadgets. Hi, Christopher. What do you mean by water and gadgets?
Hi, Clarissa. I thought that was self-explanatory. Water and gadgets.
Maybe if you're a tech geek.
I guess, actually, traditional geeks will react with panic if you talk about water and gadgets and the prospect of throwing an expensive gadget into water. But times have changed. You know what? Actually, a lot of our gadgets are water-resistant, waterproof. Water-resistant and waterproof, depending on your definition these days. Yeah. And you know why that's important?
No. Okay, wait, hold on. A few years ago, I did have a Samsung smartphone which said it was, waterproof or water-resistant or whatever. Anyway, I went on an extended family vacation and one of the little ones kicked my phone from the side of the pool into the pool. And I thought, okay, that's it. My phone is done. But my phone was not done. In fact, what I discovered when I rescued my phone was I could take underwater pictures with it.
How about that?
Not bad, right?
And you know what? Yeah. And a similar thing happened to me, actually. My kids pushed my wife into the water, I think, and oh, lo and behold, what a phone in hand, right? And then, it's fine. And that's because for the last 5 years or so, a lot of the top range and, well, almost top range phones have been water resistant.
Okay, so Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's important because maybe 5 years ago, it might have looked like a gimmick. Like, okay, water resistant. Not everybody runs with their phones or their gadgets, and not everyone plans to survive a jump into the pool. But fast forward to 2020 and COVID-19, and you know what? You wash your hands when you get home, wash your phone too, if your phone is water resistant. You can do that. Actually, that's the point. That's actually a selling point of water resistance. In the past, it's like, so what? I'm not going to swim with my phone and I don't exercise that much. How sweaty do I really get, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you get to wash your phone without worrying about it if you've got those with highly rated water resistance.
Okay, so what you're basically saying is that we can now wash our phone where before we at most wipe it down.
Yes, and you should wash your phone. And many people don't realize that they can because it's hidden in the specs. You know, IP68 water resistance, what does that mean? That means you can, with some caveats, wash your phone. And that's what I do. I get home and I take out the Mama Lemon and I wash my phone when I come home. Every time I come home from going out. So that's okay, something you might want to consider.
I have to admit, I do not wash my phone every time I go out, but what I do is that UV thing.
Yeah, but you can just wash your phone. Isn't that easier? Wash your hands anyway. You should be washing your hands when you get home before you eat, after you eat, that kind of thing. While you're at it, go and wash your phone.
Okay, so are you saying that all phones can be washed now?
No. No. So, caveats, right? Folks who are listening, our dear listeners, check the specs on your phone and read the fine print. So what do you need to look out for? The IP rating. So, you know, it says IP58, 67, 68. You need to pay attention to the second digit, the 8, right? So if it says IP68, the 8 is what you need to pay attention to. If it's a 7 or 8, so let's say IP67 or IP68. If it's 7 or 8, it means it's very water resistant. But again, caveat, if you look through the fine print, phone manufacturers, Apple, Samsung, don't actually warranty your phone if there's water damage. So there's a bit of caveat emptor, you do it at your own risk. Though I will say, in my experience anyway, it's absolutely fine, but they don't. Your warranty doesn't actually cover damage from water. And like all gadgets, actually, waterproofing degrades over time. Because it's rubber. It's rubber seals and resin seals. The more heat you subject it to, the older it gets, these things break down. So the newer your phone is, the more waterproof it is. That's just how it is for gadgets. This applies to waterproof cameras and all that as well, rugged cameras and all that. Seals actually need to be changed every few years if you want it to be as waterproof or water-resistant as when you bought it.
So what you're saying is that Samsung phone that fell into the pool by accident now might not be as waterproof or resistant?
It might not. And of course, it depends on what you bought. So honestly, if you're buying an entry-level phone, a budget phone, which, as we've noted, work great. I mean, we talked about Realme C15, which launched recently, and OnePlus actually released a phone today. Those phones, like a couple hundred bucks, often aren't water resistance, right? So the entry price for water resistance is when you're getting close, typically to the $1,000 mark. When you approach the $1,000 mark, that's when you start to see water resistance in the specs. So if you're paying like 100 bucks or 200 bucks for the phone, I mentioned the OnePlus, right? So OnePlus Nord N10 5G will be released here island-wide on December 1st for $449. It looks like a great deal. Nowhere does it state water resistance.
Okay. So now most people, I speak for myself specifically as well, I have never read the specs on my phone beyond how much RAM, how much memory. That's about it.
You can Google it, you know, or you go to the manufacturer's website and search for the keyword, search for IP, search for water. Searching for water will usually do it. And then you look for that number, you know, that IP number, IPX something. And if, like I said, if the last digit is 7 or 8, you are fine, even though, again, you take some risk there because your warranty doesn't cover the wetness. And of course, actually, it gets a bit more complex these days. There's actually a few more companies that provide waterproofing technologies. One of them is called P2i. So if you have a Xiaomi phone, P2i actually provides the waterproofing levels. P2i has its own waterproofing standards. So there's everyday protection, there's splash proof, and then there's dive proof. So actually, for P2i, you want dive proof, if not splash proof. If it's just everyday protection, no, you don't want to go to wash your phone. It has that.
Okay, but P2i, for fun, I just called up the specs page of my current phone model. Now, what would that be under? Because you've got everything, features, battery, MISC, tests, sound, la, 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 la. Where
you usually would you find be under the physical dimensions, like how heavy, that sort of thing, and or nearer where the battery life is and stuff like that. Or you can just do a keyword search. That's Command F or Control F, depending on whether or not you're on Windows or Mac, and then search for water. But okay, since you mentioned Samsung and your phone, so going back to the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge, that is when water resistance really became sort of mainstream. I think that's IP67. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the contemporary of the iPhone 7. So that we're talking 5-6 years ago. That's when water resistance really started getting to the mainstream. So iPhone 7 onwards with decent water resistance. I think it's just IP67. The latest Samsungs, the S20, the latest iPhone 12, the 11, and the 12 are IP68. So that's very water resistant. Again, even with the latest and greatest iPhone or Samsung Galaxy S series, you're not covered for water damage in the warranty, technically. But it should be fine. But caveat there. And mind you, it's not, again, about how much you spend, okay? You know that Samsung has that wonderful, beautiful foldable phone. the Galaxy Z Fold. It costs about $2,000. That's $1,998, right. Sure. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not water resistant, mind
at all.
So you don't just think, hey, okay, I spent four digits and above. The moment it's four digits, means it's water resistant. No. Check the specs. Don't say that. I heard it on Money FM, and Inspector Gadget said, if it costs $1,000 and above, it's water resistant. Check the specs.
There are exceptions to that generic rule.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit different for things like smartwatches. Good thing is, if you buy a smartwatch now, even something relatively entry-level, like the Fitbit Versa 2, I think, basically the standard now is, even from the Versa 2 onwards, all the way to your Galaxy Watch 3s and your Apple Watch CV6 and your latest Huawei, the smartwatch GTE, they're all 50 meters, good old 50 meters water resistant. Which is like in the old days, you bought your standard, say a Casio or Seiko, 50 meters water resistance as a standard, and it goes up from there. Nowadays, most smartwatches and fitness trackers, if you buy them, the latest model, are 50 meters water resistance. They say 580 and 5 atmospheres. That just means 50 meters water resistance.
I don't think you need more than 50 meters, because unless you're diving, you're never
exactly.
You're not going to get that. You're not going to go that deep.
Exactly. And of course, the watches basically are more water resistant, more waterproof than the phones. So the phones are, you know, this is IP68, it can remain submerged for a while. They don't actually say, you know, water resistant to 50 meters. The watches are really meant these days to withstand swimming with them, as makes sense. So they're typically 50 meters water resistant. So again, check the specs. But if you really need water resistance, the smartwatches are where you want to be at, because that's right there. It's water resistant, you can meant for swimming with, pretty much.
And tracking at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, okay. Wash your watches. So your smartwatch, if you have a waterproof smartwatch, wash it. I mean, COVID-19, right? No need to use hand sanitizer, wash it. If you have a water-resistant phone and you're okay with the risk of, you know, water damage from not being covered by the warranty, and it's IP67, 68, you can wash it.
Okay, now what in the world does sweat-resistant mean in smartphones and whatever?
Ah, good question. It means that you can't wash it. Seriously, so that's what it means. No, yeah, this is called decoding jargon, right?
Decoding jargon, if it says sweat-resistant, don't wash it.
Yeah, sweat resistance means it can withstand you wearing it while being sweaty. So you transfer moisture onto it, it won't break. That applies to a lot of fitness-focused headphones, earphones, that sort of thing. Yeah, and you say they're sweat resistant. And of course, splash resistance is one step above that. But again, it says splash resistant. Again, maybe not a great idea to wash it. Because splash resistance just means you can get a little bit wet. You can't submerge it in water. And you want that ability to submerge the thing in water. Even if it's under a tap, it's essentially covered in water. You want the peace of mind that your gadget's been rated for submersion. That's what you're looking for.
And that's a big deal. I remember a commercial from years ago that put, I can't even remember what the gadget was, either a phone or a camera in a tub of water and said, and was like, see, you can do this with this, but you can't do it with the competition. And I remember that commercial very clearly, because I happened to have that particular gadget that was the competition. And oh, then I can't submerge that gadget.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ever thought of, oh, you can't actually submerge. And submerge and getting it splashed on are two different things. So then the question is, for most of us, because we live in Singapore and we're coming into the rainy season, splash resistant, does that mean it can get rained on or not?
Usually it means it can get wet from the rain. I would not leave it out in the rain for the same reason that I want submersion resistance before I would wash a gadget. So splash resistant, it can get wet. So if it's in your pocket, you got caught in the rain, should be fine. But yeah, you want peace of mind, go for the maximum water resistance.
Okay. Now, this wasn't exactly the sexiest topic, but I think it's actually quite informative because a lot of us don't understand the jargon.
Yes, and many people are actually investing in these UV-powered bug zappers, right?
Guilty.
So you'll get there to decontaminate your gadgets so that you worry less in the age of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an option now is to simply wash your gadget.
Okay. So if you have a phone that you can wash, wash it. Now, as far as my smartwatch is concerned, since it's always on my wrist unless I'm charging it, it gets washed when I get washed.
Which is fine. But, you know, 10 years ago, right, smartwatches were not water resistant. I actually killed a smartwatch or two by not caring and washing it while washing my hands anyway. And then I'm washing my hands only. I'm just going to rinse off the sweat on the watch. I've killed them that way 10 years ago. These days, most of them are fairly water resistant.
All right. That's good
to know. It's not downright waterproof.
So that's not how I can kill my current smartwatch, which I want to kill so I can get a new one.
You can try diving, you know. Look for a deep pool and dive in. You might be surprised.
I'm afraid I know that my smartwatch is going to be quite okay with that because it tracks swimming.
Oh, well. You're out of luck then. I can't help you there, Clarissa.
Can you run over it? I'll put it on the road and you can just over it.
I will lend you a hammer. How is that?
I'll open
my toolbox.
That would be a little bit too obvious.
Oh.
You know, I want to accidentally kill it so I can justify buying a new one. I can't, you know, out and out murder my smartwatch.
You're out of luck. I'm sorry. I can't help you there.
Oh, well, what can I say? Next week, we might explore some of the things that you can buy since we're all probably looking at gadgets for someone special coming into the Christmas season. And hopefully our Inspector Gadget will have some suggestions for us then. This has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.